Good morning, it's 5:45 with the morning reboot. We are very happy you've decided to start your morning here with us on Q105. It is Wednesday, March 20th. In 12 hours and some minutes, it'll officially be spring. Happy first night of spring. Happy being here. We've got a busy show today after 7 o'clock this morning. Did you happen to catch the story about the Flintstones house that people are suing over? Let's talk about your neighbors. We also have a panel full of ladies. We will need to ask you some questions. That's around 7:30, 8 o'clock. Surprising DNA test results. Maybe not bad, but definitely surprising. An Urban Dictionary spelling bee. We'll get to that. We have a very busy show today. We would enjoy you being part of it. That's less work for us to do, and we don't have to pay you. 419-240-1055 is the number to call and or text if you'd like to let us know that you are awake at this very moment. We are live. If you're listening on the podcast later on in the day, we appreciate you finding any time you can spend with us. You could call or text. We won't be live during the podcast later in the day, but we'll see the text message. We're sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm. Also this morning, get qualified for the Cabin Fever Reliever. Lots going on. Lots new on our Q1055.com website. It is 5:47. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and...
I forgot to do it earlier. Go. Sorry.
And Floyd.
Hi.
There it was. We have seven people saying good morning. Hi, good morning, everyone. We've got our typical three, and we got some new ones.
There's seven text messages.
Yeah,
already?
They just get... Yeah, so I'm Scott, Nikki, Dina, Josh, and someone without a name. You guys popped up. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you guys with us. You know that we cannot, there's something called a payola or plugola.
Mm-hmm.
We can't take free services or products or anything like that and then go like, we'll use the one that I'll always use set. Like, what is it, LB's 419?
Yes.
We can't be like, hey, hi, LB's 419. Thanks for listening. And then go take free classes.
We can't Aunt Becky daughter ourselves.
Yes. But we can do something that I greatly enjoy.
Hey, Bobby. It's Bobby. His name is Bobby.
Bobby, good morning.
Good morning.
I greatly enjoy, I have the good fortune of, I guess, being well connected, mm-hmm, and knowing lots of different people. Now, it we've already established that we live in a 1 degree of separation town.
Yes,
we've all already slept with each other because it's Eskimo City Central here. And last night I was able to connect some of my friends. Do you remember Dorothy from Good Grief? She came
in
here.
I do. Yes.
So. Once a month during some of their programming at Good Grief of Northwest Ohio, they have a big meal for the people that are there, for volunteers, for anyone associated with Good Grief. And she mentioned this at a Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition meeting that I was at a couple of months ago. I said, I'd like to help you guys out. She said, we're good till March. Okay. So I reached out to my friend, to Vince and everyone at Mama Mary's, mm-hmm, and they kindly hooked up the Good Grief crew with some colossal pizzas, which are like 28 inches.
Yeah, the big ones. The
from Mama Mary's, and got them well fed last night.
Yay!
So I didn't use free services. I connected my friends.
No, you
what just I like doing.
Networked. There you go. You networked. You were the bridge between the gaps.
That's what I try to be.
Yeah, and that's, you're only human. That's what we should do as humans.
Bringing people...
Help one another and bring people together.
Bringing people together is the substance in my life that I greatly appreciate.
That's
bringing good people together.
Yeah.
How deeply concerned about your mom are you?
It's weighing on heavily on my mind. For those of you guys who don't know, my mother fell yesterday, and she called me like 3 to 5 times, and I was at work, so I couldn't answer it. And then she sent me a text, but I do the... It just says text message on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, I'll get to it when I get to it. Then for some reason, my sister's text message stuck out to me. So I was like, well, let me see what's going on. She's like, hey, have you talked to mom? And I quickly replied, no. She's like, well, she fell. She was on the floor for like 45 minutes. And I go, are you serious? And she's like, yeah, she said she called you a few times. And I go, every cuss word in my head. And I was just like, so I ran out the room to the bathroom, called my mom. She said she was okay. She said she called the property manager. So shout out to, I'm going to get your name wrong, JK, KK, I don't remember. But he helped my mom for 45 minutes till, and they had to call 911 because she couldn't move. And we think it's because, and I'm going to call her business out, she's losing weight. And she's always been like kind of heavier set. So like her knees are kind of like, oh, we're not supporting as much weight anymore. So that, you know what I mean? So her knees are actually feeling like, oh. So we think we're going to try to look at some, what's the therapist to get her knees built back or something. But yeah, I have to this morning, I feel guilty. Like, I'm like, man,
it's natural.
It could have been so much worse. Don't get me wrong. But like, it's just one of those things. I'm like, and I normally answer her call right away unless we're fighting, which is every other day because we're the same person. But like, we're good. We've always been good. Like, she's my best friend. So like, for me to actually blatantly see her phone call and just ignore it, because I was working. I was just like, I can't take a call right now. I've got children around me. If it's important, she'll text me. And she did text me, and I was like, ugh, I'm really busy. And then like a few hours later, my sister was like, hey, have you talked to mom? I'm like, oh, crap. Because when you get that text, you automatically think the worst. Like, and this wasn't the worst by any means, but like, it's, we're not getting any younger. You know what I mean? So that's always in the back of your mind. Like, hey, have you talked to mom? I'm like, no, why? And she fell. So I don't know if I want to just, when I leave here, because I'm going to leave, I have to leave a little bit early, try to swing by there and see if she's okay. Because she said she's sore, but, I mean, because she did fall. But, dude, did you hear that your mom was, like, on the floor for 45 minutes without help? That hits you right in the testicles. I don't know if you could say that, but, yeah, I got hit right in the balls. Like, it was just like, man, like that gut wrench feeling, like, she could have had chest pains and needed me right there, and I could have swooped by or, like, but...
Don't feel guilty.
I do. Because it's just us three. Well, four, because my nephew now, but, like, I don't know. It's a feeling that I can't describe, because I know it happens, I know, but...
You were working.
I ignored my... I know, but I she needed me, and I couldn't be there.
You were working.
For once, actually.
It's something that happens. Just be glad that she's probably going to be very okay.
Yeah, and it's also where that family will probably laugh about it around Thanksgiving. Because
laugh about it tomorrow.
Thanksgiving
is a long way away.
If you're listening, Ma, Tia and I kind of chuckled about it last night when we talked. Because she tripped over a laundry basket. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, don't do
laundry. But she went far. I'm like, okay, so my mom's... Okay, so we can laugh about it now. But I do still feel guilty. But like, when I was like... Because I caught her at the end of my shift, I go... So what happened? And she's like, baby, I was trying to get the lunch. Because like, she's very like Southern black mother. That's her. And she's like, and then the laundry basket went and mama went down. And I like put on mute and I went. But like, I still think like she went down, but she stayed down for 45 minutes until someone helped her.
Maybe she was on the ground or on the floor for 45 minutes doing something else.
No. My mom's slow. She probably fell in slow motion, too. And then was kind of just like, cuss word. Wow. Her favorite cuss word is the S word. So she probably, I know my mom said the S word like 18 times as she was going down. And then when she was laying there, she kind of said it probably my 18 more times.
Well, I mean, guilt is only natural and it'll go away.
I know.
You didn't know any better.
I know.
And if you would have known, you would have helped.
I would have. So... Depending if I want to go hang with her today and stuff, so we'll see. We'll see.
Is that for her, for your concern? Is that for your concern for her or for your guilt?
For my guilt. I mean, my concern was there yesterday, but then I heard her breathe. I said, okay, she's alive.
Right.
But then, like, I hung up, and then I was like, oh, man.
Tell her that I don't believe her, and there was no laundry basket. There was... a young gentleman there, and they were engaged in an act, and she was so sore from it happening afterwards.
No!
She's like, what do I tell Floyd and Tiana? I'll tell them the laundry basket tripped me up rather than this is a sex injury.
That's what it should have been. My first reply was like, oh, well, why didn't you call that man you sent me a picture of the other day?
Yes.
But yeah, no, like I said, I'll get over it, but like, in our typical Anderson family, we'll chuckle about it. There's also a funny story about my mom when we first moved here in a snowstorm and ice. she got stuck under the car and she started it started sliding down the street. And then we just remember, it's like, oh my God, my babies, my dad in front of my children, Jesus. And we're like, what does that mean? She goes, I was praying that he didn't kill me in front of you. I said, and my sister and I were just sucking on her blow pops, just looking at her like, oh, look at our mom go. We have so many fun stories. But like yesterday was like one of those things that like, that could have been any phone call and it just hit me. I don't know. Maybe I was in my feels. I don't know. Maybe Janet could tell me how my house is in cloud 9 times 11 in Jupiter rising. I was just in a...
We can ask Janet.
Yeah, when I got that, I was like, oh my God. It just hit me. I was like, this could have been like the call.
And we'll all get it one day.
Right, you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. We'll all
get it one day. I needed to kill like 75 minutes before bed last night. And some of it was killed by watching that new Idris Elba comedy.
Did that premiere yesterday?
No, it came out a couple of Fridays ago. But they're short sitcom length shows. So I'm like, at the very least, it's eye candy.
Right.
And there is another actor in the show that I like. He is, I think his name is J.J. Field. He is like a dead ringer for Tom Hiddleston.
Okay.
I've seen him in a bunch of things. And there is a very, I've been trying to come up with the right adjective. I don't want to call the girl sassy, but she's very blunt.
Okay.
And intelligent. This young actress, I think she plays an 11-year-old on the show, and he's got to watch her. It was okay. It was okay. Like, I don't know if it'll be seasons and seasons. Okay. It was okay.
Could it grow?
I don't know. I only watched like an episode and a half. It was empty calories for me in the sense that it was Idris Elba.
right. You're like,
but it was also kind of a turnoff because we've been talking a lot about the problems of rich people lately. So in the show, I'll try to summarize this quickly. He is a one hit wonder DJ producer type.
Mm-hmm.
He's living in London. His friend that he grew up with, that actor that I mentioned, he's like a soap opera Hollywood star. His wife is an actual famed DJ producer.
Okay.
They move back to London for them to be close to family. And he becomes the nanny because the nannies they hire, the kid doesn't like, and they meet up at a wedding he's DJing. But it's like lots of rich people problems.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, this isn't like great a week after talking about rich people problems.
right.
And reading stories after story. I saw another picture yesterday of a girl who made the UCLA girls soccer team. And I guess in her bio, and maybe this is like somebody photoshopped this up, this girl who was on the UCLA soccer team, and she was on the soccer team to get into the school, and it says like in her bio somewhere, her favorite sport is actually like equestrian or something.
Uh-huh.
So after a week of rich people problems.
Right. So was it one of those situations you guys like, you're reaching for your struggle?
Yeah.
But it sounds like a good premise. Now, okay, go.
12:55 yesterday, why were you going west on Airport Highway?
12:55 a.m.?
No, p.m. 12:55 p.m. That's exactly the moment. Western Airport Highway over 475.
12:45? 55? Yeah. I was at work. Oh, no. I had to go to my McCord Starbucks.
I saw you.
Yeah.
I almost honked at you.
That was my Starbucks.
I was so hoping you were going to pick your nose.
No. Yeah, because I went to work, and I was, like, drowsy, and I told one of my good friends at work, hey, Sam. I was like, can I go get coffee? I'm dying right now. And she's like, yeah, you have time. Because I get there at noon, so we do, like, the special education program. So we don't start, like, we have recess at noon. So, like, they're just free playing, and then, like, 1 o'clock we start a thing. So she was like, go now before we start our day. So that's probably what you saw. Yeah, I had to get my coffee.
I was so hoping you were going to do something embarrassing.
All $6.35 of it.
That's it. Wait, one more time the order?
It is a Trenta iced coffee, no classic, light ice, 3 shots of espresso, 4 pumps of sugar-free vanilla, and light 2% milk. Thank you. I don't even have to say that anymore. I just go to my app and press the button.
Do you do it with a certain... Do you order that and go in there with a certain pair of Uggs or just your regular footwear?
No, I put on my good old school Jessica Simpson Jan's World right through that drive-thru. Like, hey, and they're like, hi, Floyd. I'm like, hey, Kyle.
When you go to that...
I live my best Olsen twin life.
When you go to that one, see if Camille is there.
Camille?
Camille.
See, I don't really don't go to that one. That was the one that was closer and less traffic. And then I was like, should have just went to my regular one. Because my home base Starbucks is Reynolds and Airport.
Yeah, it's surprising they're that close together.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be a matter of time before that Target gets a Starbucks, which it needs.
Oh, there's three in a row, because there's the Kroger one, Marketplace.
Right.
And then McCord, and then, that'll just be heaven. So many choices.
Did you know, at least at the on the one on Monroe, the Target Starbucks is cheaper than the Starbucks out in the parking lot?
Huh. Look at my app.
Nope.
I'm going to look at my
app. And if it's ever too busy at that Starbucks on Monroe, go into the Target one. There are some quick people in there.
We have another coworker, and because I'm a Gold Star Starbucks person, that's like high on the chain. Just want to throw that out there. And she is not, and we always give her poop about it. She needs to step her coffee game up.
Yours is insane, your order. 6:01. We have a lot of news to get to this morning, including the tornado siren drill today at 9:50. Yeah. That will happen. That'll happen. Remember, duck. We have a lot of news to get to at 6:30. Would You Rather is on the way in less than 15 minutes. Q105. 6:15. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Quick heads up. MoviePass is kind of back.
Is it?
Kind of. You know how they offered these great plans where you could get MoviePass and go see as many movies as you wanted. And then they ran out of money last summer and there were all kinds of outages. But it looks like it's back close to what it was. And it would be something that I should definitely have taken advantage of, because I would have gotten my money's worth.
Uh-huh.
But if you're into that, or if you see a lot of movies, or even if you go to like 1.5 a month, you'll get your money's worth as long as they can keep their money together.
Okay.
So heads up on MoviePass. 6:16, the morning reboot, tornado drill. You'll hear the siren at 9:50 today. More with that to come in about 15 minutes or so. Would you rather?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the list?
I do.
Hit me.
Hit me, baby, one more time. All right, let's go with a goofy one. Would you rather have your sweat smell like a blooming onion or taste like Texas toast? I just came up with that one right now because I'm hungry and fat.
The second one.
Taste like Texas toast?
It is. Speaking of hungry and fat, first day of spring, and I know a lot of our local ice cream places are open.
Mm-hmm.
Dairy Queen's doing free cones today.
I just saw that on Twitter. I was like,
have you heard me mention Rita's Water Ice before?
No, but elaborate.
Okay. It's kind of like the texture of it. If you smashed Italian ice together with Slurpee, it's that kind of texture. And I worked there when I was a kid. And I saw the closest place. There's actually one in Ohio, because it's really an East Coast thing. But there's one in Columbus. And you can get a gelati and I made a hell of a gelati where it's custard, water ice, custard.
I never had a gelati, but they sell it at the market. And I was like, what is that?
That might be gelato.
Probably. I sounded out. I don't sure. I'm like,
all right, I'll ask you. Would you rather have some Rita's cherry water ice or a free vanilla cone from DQ?
I would do a cherry water ice because I know what a dairy cone tastes like, but like, I'm one of those people, I like cherry flavored stuff.
There's real pieces of cherry in there,
oh,
too.
Oh, you shut your mouth on this Wednesday morning! Sorry, I was at a conniption.
One of my favorites was vanilla custard, root beer flavored water ice, vanilla custard.
So it's like a sandwich, but like you dig
it's in a cup. It's in a cup. Oh, well, Google it. But
I will.
Yeah.
I might lick the screen.
It might be worth my... Hey, Jordan Strack, shut your stupid Raisin Cane's clamoring up and get us a Rita's here.
Not to defer from this, Stefan had Raisin Cane's for the first time this weekend. He was in love. It's good.
Would you rather a Raisin Cane's or Chick-fil-A?
Raisin Cane's all day, every day.
Got another one for me?
Huh? Yes, I do. So... I have two, so we're going to squeeze them in. This is one I thought of you. Would you rather, because winter is coming, would you rather have a dragon or be a dragon?
Ooh.
And if you're a Game of Thrones fan, send us a text, because I want to know. 419-240-1055.
Have a dragon.
Or be a dragon.
Have a dragon.
See, I thought the same thing, but then I was looking at some Game of Thrones stuff, and I was like, ooh, but they're so BA. They're so good. I go back and forth. But like off the top of my head, I was like, I want to be a dragon.
If I were a dragon,
yes,
if I had a dragon, I could ride the dragon to Columbus to go to Rita's Water Ice.
Mm-hmm.
If I was a dragon, I could not get water ice because I would not be able to go into places.
But I was thinking if I was a dragon, I would use that to my advantage to deal with people I really can't stand.
True. Well, you just have your dragon flambe them anyway. All right, one more because I want to make sure we get our news in.
Here's our visual. Would you rather be without elbows or without knees? There you go.
I'm going to go.
That visual, though. Either way, you're wobbly.
I'll go without knees. I'll get something to help me walk because if my arms are always straight like this, like it would be the opposite of being a T-Rex. Like, you know how the T-Rex has short arms?
Right.
Like, how would I, I couldn't get anything to my mouth.
All right, so for me with this one, I was like, how do I wave to someone?
Windshield wiper.
But you just have to shake like a...
Well, you could get your arm up from your shoulder joint.
Yeah, but like you can't like bend and wave. You just have to like...
Right.
You just have to hip hop hooray.
Right.
Oh. So I would totally want elbows.
How would you brush your teeth?
Exactly. So I would totally be without
these. You would have to put the toothbrush down like this and be like... You know, that would make for a good... Oh, I just got a video idea. 620, I think these on your car will go away, and we're going to get better sidewalks and more on the tornado drill. The siren happens at 9:50. That's all next and just the news you need.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
You don't pound your papers. Are you really even doing the news?
Right, exactly.
So some state language might penalize cities like ours with the red light and speed enforcement cameras. I just threw something up that you might find interesting about that issue on my personal Facebook page. You can go take a look at that if you want. Another part of this is it looks like we're a step closer to not needing front license plates here in Ohio. We'd be the 20th state in the nation that would only require drivers to have a rear license plate. Michigan only requires rear. The OHP, the Ohio Highway Patrol, has defended the front plate as a law enforcement tool, while critics have argued the absence of a front plate has sometimes been used as an added excuse to pull someone over. Toledo Police Chief George Crowell has thrown his support behind the front license plate in an op-ed in 2015. He argued the front plate makes it more likely surveillance cameras at convenience store and gas stations can capture images of vehicles used by criminals. I understand that, but that is the extreme minority of people.
Right.
And I know a lot of people think that the dual license plate is a bit of a cash grab.
I've always had a front and back license plate, so...
I've not.
Yeah, I know, and I want to say my sister isn't either. But, like, I don't... So for me, so I was just like, oh, I was like, it's there, just put it on. I don't know, I've always had one. And if you don't, you just put it in your little dashboard, you good.
I know that draws attention to it. also, some city council business. They voted 2-10 and rejected a councilman's proposal to increase safety training and liability insurance requirements for coaches and volunteers for city parks. Cecilia Adams pitched the new rules about a month ago, calling them common sense and measures to protect our youth. But there was pushback from Yvonne Harper. These men do a lot, and we're not doing anything for them. Now, referring to coaches who spend their own time and money beautifying the parks and mentoring children. The proposal called for coaches and volunteers to pass background checks, liability insurance, and go through CPR, concussion, and cardiac arrest protocols. It would cost $35 per coach. Adams and Councilman Tom Winooski voted in favor of the measure on Tuesday. Council has rarely in recent years voted down a councilman's proposal. Some other proposals did pass, including a vote of 9-3 to add $1.25 million to the 2019 sidewalk repair budget, doubling the amount of money they'll set aside for sidewalk repairs to about $2.5 million. It's a figure Councilman Sandy Spang said will go a long way toward addressing a backlog of about 2,000 sidewalks citywide that need to be repaired or replaced. I did see one quote that said it'll make our city more walkable.
So parks are for... Sorry. There's me sitting on my porch looking at the kids saying, get off my lawn!
Watch where you're walking. Some other quick stuff. Registration for Toledo's Jeep Fest Parade, Park and Shine, and the Seagate Center Indoor Exhibit opened yesterday. Jeep Fest will be held from August 9th through the 11th. And for all of this, to register and more, ToledoJeepFest.com, and we will be a part of that. Another Toledo school. I've seen a friend of mine... somebody, a friend of mine on Facebook, both have influenza, not the flu, not like flu-like symptoms, but they have like influenza A or B.
Yeah.
So this is like a big deal. I'm surprised that the cold and flu season is lasting so long. Another school is closed for today. Now, Imagine Madison School of Arts announced on their Facebook page yesterday they would be closed today because of a large number of sick students and teachers. Classes will resume Thursday. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was watching 13 ABC and it's, they have over 500 plus kids and I don't know, don't quote me, but I think a little more... just under half are all sick.
Have you seen
insane.
Or heard of people who not are sick but have like influenza?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Ohio Emergency Management Agency and National Weather Service will conduct its annual statewide tornado drill today at 9:50 a.m. You will hear tornado sirens. It's part of Ohio's Severe Weather Awareness Week, which runs from March 17th through the 23rd. The NWS encourages schools and businesses to participate in the drill. No one ever writes duck on their phone. You're writing the F word, but it autocorrects it to duck. But duck is important today, which stands for down to the lowest level, under something sturdy, cover your head, and keep in shelter until the storm passed. That's the worst acronym ever.
It is. Isn't there? We have one right here, don't we?
A storm shelter?
No, we have a tornado. It's going to be so loud over here.
Really?
It's literally, I think it's the third pole right there.
950?
Ooh. Duck.
I've never known. I've always heard the sirens. I've never known where they were.
Yeah, there's one right there. Actually, when the light comes off, we could probably see it from the window.
Duck. I mean, the acronym is fine, but the sentence is to remember is too long. Today is an astronomical doubleheader. It's the first day of spring, the spring equinox, the precise moment the sun's rays shine directly on the equator, 5:58. We have 12 hours of sunlight, or 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of darkness pretty much everywhere on Earth. At 9:43 p.m. tonight comes the final supermoon of the year when the moon is a few thousand miles closer to Earth than usual. And, of course, first day of spring. So if you want to drive, apparently there's also a Rita's Water Ice up in the suburban Detroit area.
Oh, okay.
Or there's a bunch of them in the Columbus area. And also DQ free vanilla soft serve today. What's worse? What would you rather find in your home, spiders or snakes?
Probably spiders.
Texas homeowners thought there were a few snakes under their home, but a snake removal company soon recorded a video. It's on our Q105 Facebook page of their hours-long work to remove 45 rattlesnakes from under the house. Mm. The company warned that many homeowners don't think it can happen to them. But rattlesnakes don't care how nice your house is or what kind of car you drive. They simply care about survival. The largest snake removed from the premises was 5.5 feet long.
No. That's where you need Samuel Jackson as a friend. There's snakes in his mother-in-law's house.
March Madness isn't the only thing causing frenzies today at workplaces. Wednesday's Powerball jackpot is now $500 million. It's the eighth largest prize in Powerball history. The winner can choose to receive the prize in annuity payments or take the lump sum, which is $335 million before taxes. The likelihood of winning it is 1 in 292 million.
But to be that one.
Yeah.
I always thought about playing the lottery, but I've never even bought a lottery ticket. I wouldn't even know where to start or how to play.
Dollar in a dream.
I mean, I'll just keep dreaming. Because I'm one of those people, I'll get mad if I don't win. I think that's why I don't gamble.
You could also be really good at something. The Los Angeles Angels re-signed the best player in baseball. They gave him a contract extension. His name is Mike Trout.
Uh-huh.
They gave him a 12-year contract extension for $430 million.
Why am I not talented?
I'm
so mad.
He'll make $35 million a year, and I think it breaks down to, like, every time he sees a pitch, like $22,000.
Man.
Every time he goes to the plate, it's $60,000, which is more than most people make in a year.
I'm trying to think, what could I get paid a lot of money that I'm really good at? I'm
just Deja.
Like, yeah, there's a TV show for that, but I've auditioned for that, and it's tiring.
Okay. 641. Some big Wendy Williams news. She had a big revelation, a big reveal about where she lives. We'll get to that before 7 o'clock here on the Morning Reboot. Give us some good neighbor stories. Neighbor stories, if you can't hang around till 7:15, 419-240-1055. Eric and Floyd, the morning reboot. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. We knew that Wendy Williams was, by the way, this will be like a mental health few minutes of entertainment news. Wendy Williams was gone for several months. She came back. We had we know that she was dealing with some personal problems. She went into more detail about that yesterday.
I have been living in a sober house. When you see me come to work, glammed up, right after the show, I go across the street, I do my Pilates. I told you 2 hours a day, I like to take care of my body. And you know I've had a struggle with cocaine in my past, and I never went to a place to get the treatment. I don't know how, except God was sitting on my shoulder and I just stopped. But there are people in your family, it might be you, who've been struggling, and I wanted to know more of the story. So this is my autobiographical story, and I'm living it, and I'm telling you this.
In a sober house.
I know. And I actually watched that, and I actually posted on her Facebook page because they shared the video. And a lot of people don't like her. I started off not liking her, but I like her now. She doesn't know what she just did. She may have saved so many lives by just coming clean with her truth and just telling her story. Because, like, it's true. Like, she's very out there and extra. And, like, she comes out all glammed up and made up. She's, like, she's painted like a queen, like a drag queen. And, like, she has all these extravagant outfits. And she does her thing. But, like, behind these personas in front of the camera and on screen, and they're people. Like, they have internal demons and struggles.
Yep.
And she owned her truth before, because I guess TMZ was going to break the story or some other news outlet was going to go with it, and her producer jumped on it and it was just like, hey, it's either now or never, because she has a loyal following. So, and she's actually one of those people that could say something and we'd be like, oh, but her people were just like, no, that's just her. But this is her truth. And she just, and I posted on there, I don't care. You have just saved so many lives by just telling your truth.
She goes on to detail what her 24-hour day is like, and we'll play some of that later on. I promise that it's like the mental health entertainment news minute here. Kit Harington, who is Jon Snow, who will likely be king, who will maybe win Game of Thrones.
Okay, so who is Jon Snow? I don't know this person.
Aegon Targaryen.
Okay.
He's 32 and he became an international superstar thanks to his role in Game of Thrones. It wasn't a very good time in my life. He talked about the toll that it took on his personal life. I had to feel that I was the most fortunate person in the world when actually I felt very vulnerable. I had a shaky time in my life around there, like I think a lot of people do in their 20s. He said that his anxiety grew worse when his character's prominence rose on the show, on the HBO series. As a result, he sought therapy to cope with life in the limelight. My darkest period was when the show seemed to become so much about John. spoiler alert. When he died and came back, he continued, that was a time when I started therapy and I started talking to people. I felt very unsafe and I wasn't talking to anyone. I had to feel very grateful for what I have, but I felt incredibly concerned whether I could even blanking act. He said his outlook has changed and his anxiety has lessened as the show continued to have massive success year after year. I talk about this a lot. For whatever reason, for a variety of reasons, people of all ages, we don't have the coping skills that we once had. And we are fortunate that we all kind of have a human resilience built into us. And we often don't discover it or uncover it until we seek out therapy, whether it's professional or just some objective ears in your life. But, you know, you talk about the lives that Wendy Williams might have saved. With that, I kind of connect. Maybe he doesn't do that. If, like, now I know Heath Ledger, you know, overdosed, but maybe if that story wasn't publicized and we dug into his life as to what caused that, maybe somebody like Jon Snow Kit Harington doesn't feel so empowered to get help that he knew he needed. So that discussion that we have, that I like to have, has empowered people and taken away the stigma to help themselves.
Do you feel like when you say that we don't have the coping skills? Because I feel like, when and I don't disagree with you, but like, do you feel like when people say they don't have the coping skills. Like, for me, I think I have the coping skills, but I save it for a moment when I actually need it. But in real life, I probably really don't.
If you're succumbing to stress, if you're finding that too many of your days are filled with insurmountable challenges and adversity, and your mood is always changing, you're irritable, if symptoms of some depression settle in, then I would say no. And I would say that more people, more often than not, adults of any ages and kids too, don't have the coping skills they need, because it is a very stressful world we live in. And one of those coping skills might simply be you don't have a healthy relationship with your phone. You don't know when to put it down.
Right.
And you let it bleed into your mind and affect your life.
Yeah, because there's sometimes I go through some stuff. I'm like, I can deal with it later. Like I think in my brain that I have the coping skills. Like, oh, I can use this for a later date. But then come to find out, now that's piled up on something else. Now piled up on something else. And you're like, by the end, you're just like, I'm just drowning in all this despair. Like, and I feel like sometimes I do go through that. Like when you were reading that, I was like, I've been there before. But like, I just kind of just pushed it off. But I think I have the personal mindset that I know where I am in that moment. But I feel some people don't. And that's where this statement, like something like that, comes from. So
talk to somebody.
Yeah, these people are actually, they don't understand. Like, they play these characters, like I said. They have these personas in front of the screen. They don't understand that when they speak their truth, they're saving so many lives. And I don't want, because I felt like after she, back to the Wendy Williams thing, when she said it, I kind of felt like she regretted saying it. But I was like, just the way she was acting. Like, oh, I really didn't want to do this, but my story's about to break, so I'm going to say what I have to say. But like, these people, they're saving lives. They truly are.
People appreciate authenticity and transparency. 7:01 with the Morning Reboot. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. Around 8:20 or so, we'll get you qualified for today's cabin fever reliever. If you missed that, 12:20 again with Russ to pick out a destination in Florida to win your way to. Neighbors. We want good neighbors stories. If you can't hang around for 15 minutes for that, text us. We'll get it on the air. 419-240-1055. Tornado sirens. Test at 9:50 today. 7:14 now on the Morning Reboot. Q105. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. Did you just hurt yourself on the microphone?
I shocked myself. That was weird.
It's my voice. 419-240-1055. So we posted this story on our Q105 Facebook page the other day. Maybe you've seen it. There were some positive comments on our Facebook page the other day. And I ask, what if you actually live next to these people? So there are some residents, and I think it's out in California, in the San Francisco and the Bay Area. They're suing this person that has made their house look very ostentatious. It looks like it's kind of modeling the Flintstones home with all the wild pastel colors and the stone formations. And I think there's even a sign that says Yabba Dabba Doo on it. Again, people are like, this looks great. It's easy to sit on the internet and go, this is really cool looking.
Right.
How would you feel if that was actually your neighbor? When I was house hunting one day, I think right as you get into Mommy off the trail, there were normal-looking mommy houses, and then there's one house that looks like a Spanish villa.
Okay.
Not, like, wild, but it just looks out of place.
Out of place, yeah.
So I want to see if anybody is willing to share wild neighbor stories. 419-240-1055.
I think it looks cool. I had to look it up, although the interior is, they went a little overboard. They could make that a museum. Like, someone actually lives there?
Yeah.
You know what? I would befriend that neighbor. I'm that type of person. I would befriend them.
I can understand.
They have to have a great sense of humor and love to drink.
I can. Yeah, what is that? I can understand why if you lived in a certain neighborhood, somebody moved in and they did this to their home. I miss my neighbors down where I lived, because we were like a little fraternity. And I'd been there for a long time, and I miss those people. Whenever I drive back downtown, I try to stop in and see Therese and see if Juliana's there. I go see Abby, the dog.
Yes.
So here's my neighbor story, and maybe somebody can offer me some insight. 419-240-1055. Please call us or text us with your wild neighbor stories. If you want to tattle on yourself, because you're the reality neighbor, do it.
We have a text coming in too, so yeah, I'm ready.
So I haven't met any of my neighbors yet, except for the first day. Remember when my cable got cut?
Yes.
I met Brandy. I know the president of my HOA who got me settled, Kathy. One guy who was like, don't mean to be rude, but we're moving out.
Right.
So I haven't met many of my neighbors because it's winter time, and I've lived there now since December, so I haven't really met anybody. But there is there's one of the developments where I live is like a development of condos.
Yeah.
Down the block, 100 yards. There is someone's living room that's been sitting on the street for maybe near a month.
Oh, no.
Sofas, mattresses, some dressers. And I'm not being over the top or being melodramatic when I say it's been out there for close to a month.
You can furnish your own place with it.
What's that?
You can furnish your own place with it.
Yes.
Okay.
And I thought we lived in a city where if you leave your stuff on the street corner, it'll be gone within hours.
Yeah.
Like somebody tell me about that, about the light that I put out? Like,
yeah, I said, just leave it there. Someone will get it within like 20 to 48 hours.
No one has taken any of this stuff. Maybe because pickers, people like Sarah Hegarty's dad who does this stuff, doesn't drive through my neighborhood, which is fine. But these people are in desperate need of a big trash takeaway. And I'm wondering if I can do anything about it. And I'm new to the neighborhood and I don't want to cause a ruckus. And that's not my HOA, but it's a GD eyesore at this point.
Oh, I believe it. It's like over here. Like, I don't even live over here. And I drive down and every day I come in complaining about something in this area. And I'm like, I live nowhere near here. And I'm just mad about it.
That's my neighbor complaint story. 419-240-1055.
Well, we just got a few texts. And so we just got a picture. And it says, Minnie Mouse house? Minnie house? Minnie Mouse or Barbie style house? This house is pastel.
Where is it?
They just sent a text via the picture. Say yes if I can post this on social media, friend. But we got a neighbor story says, when I was in high school, we had a next door neighbor who was insane about their property line. They believed that one of our automatic sprinkler heads were on their side of the line. So they dug it up and put it in our mailbox. That is from Bethany.
So give me more.
I know, Bethany, you need to elaborate more on this, girl, because I need to know what happened.
Anybody. So like, that's a D story.
So when my mom first got into her house, we had the chain link fence up. Like when we first moved to the house over here back in the day. And the guy behind us was kind of a little older, set in his ways, and he put the picket fence on our side of the fence, the chain link fence. Yeah. But like, did it because I guess he knew our schedule and our routine. So my mom just goes, we have a picket fence. And I go, what do you mean we have a picket fence? She goes, look at the backyard. I go, where's our fence? I mean, because we bought the house like that. So drove around and he told legit. Built his picket fence on the side of our fence. I don't know if my mom ever talked to him, but it was the most bizarre thing ever. Like, why not just put it on your side? Mm-hmm. And to this day, it's still there. I mean, we don't live over there anymore, but he legit, and my mom just assumed he waited until all the cars were gone and did it within like an 8-hour time frame.
Why would you even want it on?
It was the most weirdest thing ever. Like, I mean, for me, it wasn't annoying. But it was my mom's house, and she was like, why is this on my side of the fence? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
While our fence is still up. She was like, he's not doing me a favor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was definitely on her aspect as a homeowner. I'm sure she was PO'd beyond no belief. But like, I can only imagine what other homeowners actually go through.
Let me run this by you. This was back home in Philadelphia, where I grew up. So I guess I was in, I don't know, I don't think I'd moved away yet. I don't know. So we're talking maybe 15 years or so ago. My family, I think my mom and dad moved in there in 1980. So maybe we're talking like 25 years later. They lived there for several decades.
Yeah.
A family moved into the house next to them. We have had dogs our whole life. Dogs poop in the yard. And then once a week, my dad would go clean it up. These neighbors who just moved in complained to my mom and dad. They didn't like the smell of the dog poop. So what ultimately wound up happening was, and I don't know, maybe they just started this way, but after they continued to complain and I guess threatened something, like when I walk my dogs, I take a bag with me.
Yeah.
So whenever somebody would let the dogs out back home, somebody would have to go out after them and clean up in the yard so that the neighbors wouldn't complain. Brand new neighbors. And it wasn't the smell that the whole neighborhood smelled. They were the only. It wasn't like neighbors all. There was somebody behind us. There was somebody to the right of us.
And they were the only ones who were just
only
like
these people who just moved in. They're like, you need to clean that up. It smells awful. No one ever smelled it before. So yeah, that was as angry as I can remember my mom getting about a neighborhood dust up.
People annoy me. We also got another text that said, I had this neighbor who couldn't close his blinds in his bathroom. Guys, he would shower at night with his blinds up. Very intentional and creepy.
Oh, you just gave me a great idea for a story.
Here's the thing. So, funny story, and my mom and sister can testify to this. Our next door neighbor, when I used to live, and I'm going to call out, I'm sure he's way gone, on 5867 Tetherwood Drive in Toledo, Ohio. My room faced the master bedroom of the guy next door, and they were just loud. And he did not have curtains on his windows. And I was a nosy teenager, and I saw this man naked so many times. So I feel your pain. And it was the master bedroom, so like he had a window facing my side and a window facing forward. No, if he had blinds, they were pulled up, but they were always up. Like every time he would turn his light on, it would shine into my room. And I just remember being a teenager. At some point, I just like thumbtacked blankets up, because that's what teenagers do, because he just wouldn't do it. He just wouldn't cover up his blinds, so I feel your pain.
Exhibitionist.
I don't know what it was, but I was 14 and I wasn't having it.
If you want to text in a lousy neighbor story, please get to us, 419-240.
This house is awful. I'm sorry.
Which
one?
If
you own it. This Barbie-style dream house. It's in Perrysburg, apparently. I'm gonna post it. I'll just blur out the address, but like, it's pretty... It's Easter color. There's a pastel green fence. The house is pastel yellow. There's a pastel pink door. And they're renovating it now. So, like, there's, like, all the, like, the Owens Corning Lowe's logo on it. So, like, they're doing it now. And it's in the process of being finished. I'm going to show you a picture. I'm mad for you, person who just texted me that picture.
It's your neighborhood. It's your house. You can do what you want. But that doesn't mean it won't upset the neighbors.
Right.
I need to see the context. I need to see the rest of the neighborhood. And when I get home today, I'm going to take a picture of this person's living room that's been sitting out on the street for a month. And if there's anything I can do about it. Panel full of ladies, less than 15 minutes away. Hang on. 7:37. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. 9:50 today, you'll hear tornado sirens going off for that drill. 9:50 later on this morning. If last night was any indication of things, you and I will be the only one who kind of want to go see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory at the Stranahan.
Yeah.
And won't be able to go.
Right.
I had tickets in my cart on their website, and they were 50 each.
Mm-hmm.
We got on the air, did our thing. I go back. They're gone because time ran out, and the only ones left were $115 tickets. But I saw a lot of people posting from there last night.
We should have the cast just come in and sing for us. Like, oh, that's great.
I would enjoy that. Panel full of ladies. Hi, Trisha.
Hi. How are you?
We are incredibly good. Trisha's 46, dating from Fremont. That's you, right?
Yeah, that's me.
Awesome. All right, good to have you on. Let's also welcome Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Amanda's 32, single, a mom with a couple of kids in Toledo. Good to have you ladies on with us.
Thanks for having us.
Trisha, first up, first question for you. Trisha, do you believe you have a healthy relationship with your phone, with your mobile device?
I neglect it quite a bit, but yeah, I guess.
Really? I thought the answer might be that. So you neglect your phone more than spending too much time on it?
Oh, yeah. I'm constantly dropping it and losing it.
Okay.
I'm always looking for my phone. I don't use it that often. I forget where it's at.
You have an abusive relationship with it by continually dropping it, I guess.
Very much so.
Amanda, what about you? Do you think you have a healthy relationship with your phone?
Honestly, I think my kids have a better relationship with my phone than I do.
Is it a better relationship, or do they use it too much?
They use it probably too much.
Okay. Trisha, I'm not going to, but if I gave you $500 right now, where would you run off to do clothes shopping?
That's a toughie. I just had my first grandchild last week, so I would definitely be baby shopping. Maybe a Target.
No, for you. For you.
Seriously, if it was for me, I would be a Trader Joe's.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't think you can buy clothes there, but I feel you. Amanda, what about
you? I don't need clothes that bad.
Amanda, $500. Where are you going clothes shopping for you?
I know my first intuition was to go with Justice for my daughter, but for me, probably Target.
Okay. Trisha, what about your kids or even grandkids? Maybe your grandkids. What do they bug you most about? Like, Mom, can I do this? Mom, can I do Mom?
Oh, yeah, that would definitely be my kids. Like, woman, when are you going to go make dinner? Mom, can you run me here? Mom, can you run me there? It's like, oh, my God.
I love it. Amanda, what about you? What do your kids bug you about most?
Probably same thing, food, snacks, constantly.
Right. Mom, there's nothing to eat in the house, right?
Always. Never.
Next up, Trisha, where is the spot in your house where you can finally get some peace and quiet?
My bathtub, but then the dog sneaks in.
Really? How does the dog get in? Do you keep the door open or closed?
No, it's closed. I don't know. He lets himself out sometimes. I don't know how he does that either.
Good for him. Amanda, what about you? Where do you go to find peace and quiet and escape things?
I was going to say the bathroom just because I can shut the door.
Right. But they're like, Mom, are you in there?
They're just screaming and they're fighting with each other in the other room. So,
all right.
Come out eventually.
Last question, Trisha. What is the most challenging article of clothing for you to buy?
A bra.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Amanda, what about you? Most challenging article of clothing to buy?
Bathing suits.
How come?
Because I am not 18 years old anymore, I did not have kids then, so you know.
Got it. All right, Trisha and Amanda, thank you, ladies. Trisha, you don't go anywhere. Amanda, you have a good rest of your week. Thanks for being on the show with us this morning.
Thank you.
7:42 with the morning reboot.
Those are good questions today.
I like it efficient, fast, quick.
Yeah,
doing that.
I like the shopping spree story. I mean, shopping spree question.
Where would you go?
I'm a nerd, so I would probably either go to like Allied Record or Best Buy. But you said clothes. I'm not a clothes person.
You don't wear any?
Can I use it online?
No, store.
Probably Old Navy. I'm trying to think. I'm a repeat offender at Old Navy.
500 would like stock you up forever.
Yeah, it would.
7:42, good morning, the morning reboot on Q105. Before 8 o'clock this morning, more on Wendy Williams' revelation on her show yesterday, and more in entertainment news. Hang on. 7:56, good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Hi, Floyd.
Hello.
And get well to Donna.
Yeah.
Miss Floyd's mom took a tumble yesterday. So she says, I think she was snacking on some Instagram thought.
Ew, no.
But get well, Miss Mama Anderson. We've got some Cardi B news. We've got some Miley news. But first, let me give you some of, or maybe all of, what Wendy Williams announced on her show yesterday. And it goes, Floyd, you said TMZ was going to like out this?
TMZ was going to out. Yes, TMZ bought the story from someone, so they were going to out it. Yes.
Okay. She was obviously away for a couple of months. She came back, and yesterday this.
I have been living in a sober house. When you see me come to work, glammed up, right after the show, I go across the street. I do my Pilates. I told you 2 hours a day. I like to take care of my body. And you know I've had a struggle with cocaine in my past, and I never went to a place to get the treatment. I don't know how, except God was sitting on my shoulder and I just stopped. But there are people in your family, it might be you, who've been struggling, and I wanted to know more of the story. So this is my autobiographical story, and I'm living it, and I'm telling you this.
What does her day look like living in a sober house?
After I go to the Pilates, I go to several meetings all around town in the tri-state area, and I see my brothers and sisters caught up in their addiction and looking for help. They don't know I'm Wendy. They don't care I'm Wendy. There's no autographs. There's no nothing. It's the brothers and sisters caught up in the struggle, and it's been really interesting, this ride. Only Kevin and Kevin have known about this. Not my parents. Nobody. Nobody knew. Because I look so glamorous out here. But after I finish my, appointments, seeing my brothers and sisters and, you know, breaking bread, I am driven by my 24-hour sober coach back to a home that I live in here in the South, I mean, in the tri-state, with a bunch of smelly boys who've become my family. They hog the TV and watch soccer. And we talk and read and talk and read, and then I get bored with them.
Life in a sober house.
And that people live that life every day. Yep. And I'm guaranteeing, like she say, and I keep saying it, she has saved so many lives, or not even, maybe not even saved, maybe someone's not ready to get help yet, but they're kind of like, oh, I'm not alone. Maybe, you know what I mean? So, and it's weird to see someone like that, it's a multi-million dollars, has her own places on both coasts of America and a place in overseas. She does have like a vacation home. It takes, puts her pride aside, and mm-hmm. she goes to a sober house.
Yep.
To better herself.
Any idea how long she'll have to live like that before she can?
No, because I do watch her show religiously. It's my guilty, one of my guilty pleasure shows. And I just remember like every speculation of why she's not coming back, or even one of them was like, she's, they said she was in a mental health facility because her husband got caught cheating on her. Come to find out, she was literally trying to, she's literally bettering herself. So that's just, shows you that people will talk about you no matter what, especially when you're trying to get yourself together.
Well, hopefully she can get a step ahead of
yeah,
this.
Yeah, because
and get some normalcy.
And I've never
life.
Had an addictive personality like in that sense that it haunts people and families. And like I hear stories of people who talk about family members who go through stuff and they're like, why can't they just get help? Why can't they just stop? And you're just like, it's easy for us to say it because we don't want to go. We've never been down that path, or we've never even experienced anything to have us try to find an escape from our reality.
These things rewire your mind.
Mm-hmm.
We're now aware of the mental health connection to addiction, and she'll never not be an addict. She'll just have to stay a step ahead of it.
And what she said in the beginning of that, which hit me, she's like, I'm owning my truth. She's like, I'm not putting the blame on anyone. This is my truth. She's like, I'm something years old. I know what I'm doing, but this is my truth. And I think when she kept saying my truth, it's kind of like she was taking the power back from these people who are literally going to expose her for, they were probably going to elaborate, I mean, make it so much more extravagant than what it is. And she's just like, it's a drug problem. I go to a sober house. I'm trying to get help.
On another note, with larger than life personalities, Cardi B, next step for her, a movie role in Hustlers with Constance Wu, Jennifer Lopez, Lily Reinhart, Kiki Palmer, Julia Stiles. So a really good cast. Oscar winner, Mercedes Rule. Writer-director, Laureen Scafaria. Her movie, inspired by a 2016 New York Magazine article, follows a crew of savvy former strip club employees who band together to turn the tables on their Wall Street clients. Shooting begins in a couple of days in New York City. Don't know how big of a role, but she'll have a role.
It's called The Cardi B Story. And it sounds like her life.
Yeah, she used like to that, be
that. That was her thing. Yeah, that was her thing.
Miley and Halsey, and I believe Jay-Z, will be involved for Woodstock and its 50th anniversary for a three-day celebration in August in Watkins Glen, New York. Over 80 musical acts over 3 days. We'll be playing the Love Fest, plus following the theme of equality, inclusion, and a shared, sustainable future. Numerous organizations will be partnering with the organizers to bring attention to important causes. Other cool aspects that organizers have created are highly curated neighborhoods, workshops, and even a KidStock area for the parents who decide to bring their little ones. And last thing, there's very little about it, but John David Washington, mm-hmm. who was in Black Klansman, which won during the Oscars, and Spike Lee, that's Denzel Washington's kid. John David Washington has landed a role, I guess the lead role, in Christopher Nolan's next project. His last project was Dunkirk. He mastered the Batman or the Dark Knight trilogy. Mm-hmm. When his movies come out, they are events. He also did Interstellar. And The name of this project, which comes out next July, mm-hmm. July of 2020, is simply titled Event Film.
A vent film.
And the most Christopher Nolan thing ever. I think we know it's going to be brilliant. It doesn't even have a name, but it's an event film. And John David Washington, off the heels of his success with Black Klansman, will be a part of it.
And he does some stellar work.
Who?
Christopher Nolan.
Oh, like, he's
yeah, for sure.
He probably the best living director.
Yeah.
8:03 with the morning reboot on Q105. Bad DNA or surprising DNA test results on the way.
Q105 Studios.
8:15 on the morning reboot on Q105. Oh.
What happened?
When we're done with this, this topic here, we'll do cabin fever reliever to get you qualified to pick out a place in Florida to go to. Excuse me.
Nah.
I have never spit into anything to pass my DNA along. It's like 23andMe. Does Ancestry.com do it? And whatever other DNA services you come across that you offer up your DNA to, and then you find out your ancestry report, what your heritage is, what your ethnicity is, what percent this, what percent that. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's not my dad.
Maury!
What have you found out by asking what your DNA tells you? What have you found out about your heritage, your history, where you and your family are from? Have you gotten any really troubling stories? I'm sure Maury and anybody else could do. There's got to be some kind of Netflix documentary in the making.
Oh, for sure.
Of people who have found out answers they did not want from their DNA test. Well, Call us.
I told you, because I think I brought it up last month for Black History Month, they did the DNA ancestry thing on African-American people. And our results don't really go back any further than who owned our previous ancestors.
So you're all related.
So remember, my sister and I were all about doing it, and then I watched this documentary and go, well, I don't want to know who owned my great-great-great-grandmother. I want to know where I came from. As far as we know, we did. And I'm not trying to say this to be funny, and you can chuckle. The conclusion of the documentary is, we came from Africa on a boat. You really don't know which part of Africa you came from. It was just white people came, said, hey, get on the boat. And we were just like, okay. Like,
yeah,
it's short end of the story. So yeah, and then so like they found out who, for me, because I wanted to do it.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay, go.
419-240-1055. Your DNA story, especially if like your dad's not your dad. Call us.
Yeah. So like, I don't know. I wanted to know more. So like when this story came up, I was like, oh, I can't participate because all I know is that John Doe from Alabama.
You're all related to Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson, right. We go back to the second president? Yeah.
John Adams?
Oh, what president was Jefferson?
I don't think he was president.
I think he was. Thomas Jefferson was the second president. Oh, well.
Hi, it's Q105.
Hi, I'm calling for Eric Chase.
Is he in trouble?
No, oh, it's you. It's Bethany.
Oh, it's me.
Hey, hi. Steph.
Are you there?
Yep.
Can you tell us your DNA story?
Yeah, so my mom was adopted, and when we I did 23andMe, and when I did it, I found her brother that's from England.
Oh. You found your brother or her brother?
My mom's half-brother.
My mom's?
From her dad.
Okay, so what was behind you wanting to take the test? You just wanted to know your heritage and history?
Yeah, we just wanted to know because my mom was adopted, so she didn't really know, and I didn't have a good idea, you know, from her side of the family what we were. And we had found some more relatives from her mom's other children. So we just wanted to see who else is out there and kind of get a better history for her and for us kids. But it was pretty cool.
So it was good results you got.
Yeah.
How much?
Yeah, it was good.
How much did it cost?
I think the kit was maybe $100-$150. You can find them on sale, like especially around the holidays, they'll do discounts for the kit. And you can get it either just for the ancestry part or with the health results included.
Right.
So it kind of gives you, you know, an idea of if you're predisposed to anything. So we did both of them.
I wonder what the accuracy is to that.
I mean, I would assume it's pretty accurate because it'll give you a percentage of how, you know, the percentage of of how close your DNA is with people that you match with.
No, I mean the health part. Like, I don't know if I trust that more than like letting a doctor run those kind of tests and review it specifically. Because you know what kind of people are going to... People who look on WebMD to get sick are going to take that and be like, you know what? I got 8 years left. That's it.
Well, yeah. I want to take the test to like find out if I have cancer or anything right. like that. But I think, you know, if you know that you've had an issue with something and it comes up, maybe that would be... You know, an idea to ask a doctor, it would prompt a conversation. But, yeah, I would definitely go to a doctor and not rely on those test results.
Thanks for the story this morning. Thanks for calling the show. 419-240-1055.
See, that's what the good part about that is, like, especially when your parent or yourself is adopted. But I want someone who's like, they find out they're related to John Wilkes Booth, the right. guy who shot Abraham Lincoln or right. like Jack the Ripper. Like, I want, like you lived... amazing life and found out from some weird universe that Charles Manson is your cousin.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
These stories are all over the internet.
Yeah.
Not a week goes by where I don't come across a story that said such and such is really sorry they took a DNA test. For someone like me who like craves information mm-hmm. and I want to know everything, I wish I could memorize Wikipedia. I don't want anything to do with this. And it has nothing to do with me giving some nebulous organization
right.
My DNA so they can Westworld clone me and make me a host in a park. Like, I just don't care. And I don't even know where my great-grandparents are from. I know it's...
And that's very bizarre
Eastern
because...
Eastern Europe.
Well, like, because, like, your background, you're Jewish. So, like... And you guys, like, have... You guys know your history and your heritage, like... You go way back to like great grandma's recipe, but I'm just saying like I'm stereotyping and generalizing, but like I'm just saying like when we see think of like Latino families, they know their history. They don't need a DNA thing. They know everything from their great great aunt to their great great cousins, and like that's something that I kind of upset that my family lacks, because I only know go back to my great grandmother. Her name was Virginia, and that's just on my mom's side. I know nothing about my dad's side, and we're actually close to my aunts and uncles. All my uncles are passed, but like my aunts on that side, but like we don't go any further than my grandma on that side and great grandmother on my mom's side. So like I guess I get the taste of wanting to know, and I still do, but I know it's going to be very hard for them to find something on my family.
419-240-1055. I would like to read up on why we don't have more data of black families. And I get because they were just dragged yeah. over here against their will. But I it's funny that I have to read up on it without speaking ignorantly on it.
Yeah.
You mentioned you said your great-grandmother's name was Virginia?
Virginia. I think it was Virginia.
Something yeah. that I learned. And if I speak ignorantly here, feel free to slap me, but I am I'm a big American history fan, especially the Civil War period. And I forget what book I was reading, but I do wonder, there are many African Americans, can I say blacks?
Yeah, you can say black
people. A lot of blacks with names of prominent white people from that time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, maybe your so... When they were taken here,
right. And my great grandfather's name was Joseph.
When they were brought here as slaves, mm-hmm. like they were stripped of everything, oftentimes including their names.
Mm-hmm.
So they might be given the name of where they live, like Virginia,
right,
and things like that. Like they would take the names of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a fascinating story.
And in this I wish I could remember. It makes me so mad. But in the documentary, like so, they went back and they kept getting results of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
They gave them numbers when they would essentially register the people that they're working for. They were like, well, this is number one, that's number two. And then later on, like the lady kept getting 93. She's like, what does 93 mean? And like, she was like, well, that was your great, great grandmother's name when she came over. And they're like, wait, she was a name. And then of course she had like her emotional, like confession moment. Like my grandmother was a number. Like,
yeah.
You know, but that's how it was. And so I think in that respect, I don't want to know because I don't want to find out that my grandmother, great-grandmother Virginia's mom's name was like 10. You know what I mean? It's just, but I still want to know. I know that I'm going to be let down because we're not going to go back as far as many people who are like, there's ancestors, William Shakespeare. And you know what I mean? Like, so that part's cool and I get that, but So that's my horrible DNA story. I didn't even do it yet because I know I'm not going to get far.
I wish we had someone who had, well, I mean, it's awful to say, but I wish we had someone with a very interesting story, but someone who's been able to come to grips with it. Like, yes, I'm related to Charles Manson.
Oh, right.
Like, yeah, my uncle was Jack the Ripper's son.
Right.
Did you see that they might have just found, like, who that was? Did you see?
No.
Yeah, there's another story, and it comes out once a year. We finally, I mean, you'd think with all these DNA tests we have and all the DNA that was exchanged with Jack the Ripper and his crimes.
Like, Jimmy Hoffa's been found so many times, and he's still missing. So, like, even, like, I also want someone who's like, my great-grandfather was the guy who hit the iceberg on the Titanic. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just want to like, oh, you're that. Your great-grandfather's that irresponsible person.
Now he drives a Tardy bus.
No!
826, the morning reboot on Q105. It's not Tacos and Trivia Tuesday, but we will talk tacos coming up. 8:39, good morning, the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase, blackancestry.com.
Right.
I'm kidding. No, I'm not.
No, it's African ancestry.
That's what it is. We're
going to
find.
Also, there's no price on the website, so I'm cool.
What if, you know what?
Exactly.
Because you're going to get an email from somebody in Zimbabwe saying, a Nigerian prince, I need $99.99. And then all the years that Nigerian prince was asking for money, now somebody actually needs it because you want to know something.
Well, if he goes about it the right way, he'd get my money. Like I'm a Nigerian prince. I'm like, oh, what does that make me? You could be the king. Like, I'm in. How are you a king? Paid $900.
Maybe it's just a joke and they send everybody details and they say, you're from Wakanda. Which wouldn't be bad, right?
Okay, sorry, because she's listening. My sister thought Wakanda was a real place until like a week ago. Shh, I know, I hate to say it. She did.
After Black Panther came out last February, I posted that I was taking a job in Wakanda, and of the 100 comments, half the people wished me well.
Congratulations.
Said, where can they listen?
That's funny.
Let's introduce Tammy Connors. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, how are you today?
We're good. We usually do Tacos and Trivia Tuesday.
Ooh.
We don't have tacos. People are in charge of their own. We do have the trivia questions. You have a taco place.
We do.
Calle Tacos and Lounge. It's where the former Gretkowski's is. You guys are brand new, right?
We are. Just a little over a month.
Brand new. Now, you guys are going to be the sweet deal coming up here at 9 o'clock. It'll go on sale 9 o'clock on our website, Q1055.com. And you can also text SWEET to 419-240-1055. I'm going to grill you now. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay.
I see what you did there.
Well, I wasn't.
Grill? Tacos?
I know.
But
a friend of mine went there the other day and they had a great time.
Yay.
Said the food was good. Sent me pictures of the tacos. Looked delicious. When we talk about the great things that we have here in Toledo, Art Museum, the zoo, we have a lot of great Mexican restaurants. It's time for you to fight for your part of that taco. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready. What's so great about it?
So our place, first off, the decor is amazing when you walk in.
Okay.
Candy skulls all over the place.
I like
really
candy skulls.
Really unique place there. We have a lot of TVs to watch your sporting events and things like that.
Okay.
Our menu is a very simple menu with amazing food on there. We have our signature appetizers. We have the queso and guacamole, our main appetizers. And then we have four signature tacos that cannot be substituted with anything, with all premium toppings. But if you don't like those tacos, then you get to build your own tacos.
What's what are the signature tacos? You can't tell me what they are.
I didn't bring a menu. You have to come in and check them out.
Ooh.
That's fine.
All right, well, I'm good with signature tacos. If Floyd wanted to build his own tacos, his own taco, which way would you direct him?
Well, so we have the four choices of your shells, basically.
Okay.
One's a bowl, so it's not really a shell, but that's part of it.
There was like a fluffy one?
There is. We call it like a puffy taco, to call it that. And it's a flour tortilla that they deep fry. And we make that our own. And then we have a corn tortilla. Well, it's a flour taco. The corn tortilla and the flour tortilla are the soft ones.
My friend said that she was trying to describe it to me. She said, it's like, have you ever had a chalupa? I'm like, I love that kind of taco.
Yeah.
It's like you get more food for free.
Really, you do. And then our chips and salsa that we bring out to the table, that also is the puffy taco. So they deep fry those themselves right fresh as you come in the door, basically. So
I know you were... We were over at K100. You know, Gary is a big margarita fan.
Yeah, they talk about margaritas a lot. Our margaritas, we have signature margaritas that we have our own secret recipes for and that we make right there in-house. We have probably 20 to 25 different tequilas also. And we have signature and craft draft beer.
We can do frozen or on the rocks margaritas, right?
Only on the rocks. Okay. We don't have frozen at this time.
Mango?
Mango, yes.
Did you bring any?
I did not. I left them back there. You have to come in.
No, we can come in.
Awesome.
Pet friendly as well, you mentioned, right? On the patio?
On the patio, absolutely. We have a really cool patio out there with music and pet friendly. So that'll be open, you know, coming up here.
The season's coming up too.
Today's the first day of spring, but not till 5:58 p.m., I heard.
Yeah, you got to wait. You got to wait.
5:58, and then we got to get through a tornado drill at 9:50 a.m.
Perfect. Yeah. And then we have a super moon tonight, too.
Yes. Look at that. You're on top of
that. Yes.
You know, got to be on top of things.
Tammy from Kai's Tacos and Lounge, where Greg Kowski's was, 1440 Secor. Great decor. Build your own tacos, signature tacos. Let's get to the hours now, because I know you said they're wrong on here. So what do you got for me?
So our hours are Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight, and Sunday, we are open noon until 9 p.m.
Good stuff. Text the word sweet so you can get the link for the sweet deal before they run out. Text sweet to 419-240-1055. Hit the website at exactly like 8:59 so you can be ready when it turns over at 9 o'clock. Do you mind if I ask you about what you were telling us off the air?
No, I don't mind.
Okay. We're big people with advocacy on this show. Floyd for many things, myself as well. You've got 15 years sober.
I do.
And you're writing a book.
I am.
Can you talk about this and like what inspired you to, you know, stop drinking and then go on this path?
Absolutely. So 15 years ago, I was a hot mess. On March 8th, I actually got fired from my job and was weighing about 85 pounds. And my eyes were yellow and my pancreas and liver were pretty much shot. And I decided on March 9th that I was probably not going to live much longer. My son wasn't going to have a mom. So I decided to quit drinking. And with God's help, I did.
Nice.
And 15 years, I celebrated March 9th in Las Vegas. I ran a Spartan sprint race.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
did you use any programs, or were you able to just like do it cold turkey?
I went to AA for 6 weeks, three meetings a day. And then after that, I've just lived my life sober with God's help. And I just started a blog about 3 months ago, and I'm in the process of writing my book.
Nice.
So I can help inspire others that they can.
What's your blog? Like
TammyLynnConnors.com. One N.
Any E's?
No E's. TammyLynnConnors.com.
Nice.
And I mean, this is good news for the restaurant. You're not drinking, so it's more margaritas for the rest of us, right?
It's so many more margaritas for all of you.
Good stuff.
The only thing is, I have to ask the other people how great they are.
Right,
because they're like,
exactly.
How's the margaritas? I'm like, well, she said they're amazing. So
yes.
And they are amazing.
Yeah,
so.
I look forward to checking it out, especially these fluffy taco things.
You're going
to
love them.
I mean, and the chips as well. Kaye Tacos and Lounge, right on Secor, where the old Gradkowski's is. And how long have you guys been open?
We've just been open a little bit over a month, and we do have some pretty good daily specials. You want me to go over those?
Yeah, please.
Perfect.
Please.
So, and one thing I want to add too, everything is made in-house, so, and it's very premium, great toppings, you know, premium grade, which I like premium grade things, so that's awesome. So, on Mondays, we have the $10 Kaye Classic Margarita Pitchers for $10. Did I say that?
Yes. One for Floyd, one for me.
One for each of you, right?
Yeah.
And then I can be the DD when
you
need to ride home, right?
Yes.
Timmy!
I'm ready to go!
And then on Tuesdays, we have All You Can Eat Tacos for
$9.99. I like it.
That's a pretty good deal.
Is that all day?
That's all day, and also that's a limited menu on Tuesdays of what you can order for the tacos.
That's fine. Unlimited. You got me at unlimited.
Right. Unlimited, right?
I'm good.
That's good. And then on Wednesdays, we have a half-off appetizers. Thursdays, $3 glasses of wine for the people that like to have their wine and tacos. Friday and Saturday, from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m., we have half-off build-your-own tacos.
Okay.
Nice.
And Saturdays are $5 sangrias. Sundays, $5 Bloody Marys. And we do have some happy hour specials from 3 to 7, too.
I like that, because some places you go, they don't have the specials on weekends.
Right.
He's like, hey, do you have any specials? Like, no, not on weekends.
No.
So that's a catch for me. You got me on there.
I want to meet these tacos and wine people.
I know.
That's a strange type.
Well, if they're having fish and... You know, they might want a nice, might want a white wine with that fish taco.
Oh, then I'm really judging you.
That's bougie Thursday.
Tammy, good to meet you.
Good meeting
Thanks
you,
Thanks for
too.
Coming by. Text Sweet 2419-240-1055. 8:59, good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. You can text into the show and text the show 419-240-1055. If you text the word sweet to that text number, you'll get the link for the sweet deal, which goes on sale in 40 seconds. 39, 38.
Ooh.
From our new friend Tammy over at Kai Tacos and Lounge.
I enjoyed her.
She was fun.
She was good times.
She was good. The new trailer for season 3 of Stranger Things is out.
I just watched it, but there's no audio.
How do you feel about it?
I love that show.
Do you really?
And I was a naysayer at first. I was like, remember how Bird Box like blew up and people were just like, get it, like it, love it. Oh, oh, oh. And I was like, no, I'm not going to get into Stranger Things. Ooh, I set aside one Saturday. Next thing I knew, it was Sunday morning and I was done with the series. And I was like, I need more.
I might have been doing too much second screening when I watched season 2. So that might not have allowed me to appreciate it as I should. I think it might be a little like the kids are fun.
Yeah.
And it's very nostalgic.
And this has been pushed back for like 2 years.
No.
No? A year?
The kids are good actors. They're fun to watch. They've got great chemistry with one another. But I feel like the show's popularity is derived from the nostalgia of it.
Oh, for sure.
Where you watch the kids riding their bikes at dusk, and people are like, oh, there were kids riding their bikes when it was dark out in the 80s? I know,
exactly.
How did that... So I think the show is driven by nostalgia, and maybe I just have a crappy opinion on that.
It's all good. I enjoy it. Don't be sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
When calls the heart, I'm sure this sucks. It's the Hallmark Channel series.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
That once starred Lori Loughlin is now on creative hiatus after cutting ties with her. The network pulled the series from the air amid the scandal, leaving the remainder of the season up in the air. While Hallmark said they are evaluating all creative options, their executive producer took to Instagram to reassure Hardys that the series will not be canceled, though it may make some take some time returning to the small screen.
They are making an example out of Aunt Becky, aren't they? She's just losing everything.
Did you watch the Toy Story 4 trailer?
I did. I'm not into it.
How come? Is it because with 3, like, everything was done?
It was done. They closed it. Why open up the book? Unless you're going back to reread 3 again, but we're not. And this one has, like, a Forky in it. And I'm like,
a spork. There was a lot of, like, internet controversy. There was a spork. People were like you. They're like, we don't need a fourth one. It's a money grab. That's all it is.
Do you think it was going to be like the other 3 where they were just, like, out of the ballpark crazy?
I've never seen them.
Well, look, 3 was a perfect ending to a perfect franchise.
And I think some people said that it looks like Andy might have had some work done.
Was he in this trailer?
Like cosmetic surgery? I think that's
what Andy left us in the 3rd one. Spoiler alert! So that's why we were sad. If he comes back to pull my heartstrings again, I'm gonna have a conniption.
I've got a. Oh, that's such a good word. My mom would be so proud of you. What a little mensch that Floyd is. Wendy Williams had a big reveal on her show yesterday. Part of why she had vanished for quite some time.
I have been living in a sober house. When you see me come to work glammed up, right after the show, I go across the street, I do my Pilates. I told you 2 hours a day, I like to take care of my body. And you know I've had a struggle with cocaine in my past. And I never went to a place to get the treatment. I don't know how, except God was sitting on my shoulder and I just stopped. But there are people in your family, it might be you, who've been struggling. And I wanted to know more of the story. So this is my autobiographical story, and I'm living it, and I'm telling you this.
There's much more to that. She described what her day is like living in a sober house and who she interacts with and, you know, what her hour-to-hour life is like dealing with all that.
Real person.
Here's the story in Twitter. Did Toy Story's Andy get some major work done, or are we dealing with a flash forward?
Oh, man. Don't do this to me, Eric.
Also, the Hilary Banks actress says, of course she'd join a Fresh Prince reboot.
I love her. She was the comic relief of that show.
Because she was ditzy?
Yeah, you could say it, because that was the word of the times. I'm sure you could say it.
What's the word now? Dumb. Is that offensive?
Dumb AF, as the young kids would say.
The 50th anniversary of Woodstock is coming. Miley Cyrus, Halsey, I believe Jay-Z will be a part of it. Many of the artists headlining 3 days at Watkins Glen, New York for the celebration in August. Over 80 acts in all will be playing, following the theme of equality, inclusion, and a shared sustainable future. Some other aspects of it are the highly curated neighborhoods, workshops, and even a kids' stock area for parents who decide to bring their little ones. Can I throw a thought out there?
Yeah.
Not a thought, a thought. Do you think now that we get into festival season, everyone's going to wish, since they've seen the documentaries, they're going to hope for total meltdowns so we get more Fyre Festival documentaries?
No, because I don't think the Fyre Festival, people thought it was going to go that way. I just started drooling. I don't know what happened. Sorry, people, if you heard that.
Not that they want it to go wrong, but it's like you want to see chaos. It's like when you watch a car accident.
Okay, so I'll say for someone who can't afford these, yeah, I want impending doom because that's jealousy. And I want to see how it went down. Like, haha, enjoy your sandwich-filled sandwich with sand. But you know what I mean? So, but no, I think that was a good enough travesty and thing. It went down. I think it won't happen because they know what not to do. And also with the Wigstock thing, it's like Wigstock, they know what to do because they didn't even have the resources to throw it. I don't know what I'm trying to say. It was really big back then, and they didn't have the resources. But like now, we know what not to do. That makes sense, right?
I want
to
check the producers of the festival, and I'll look over the artist list again and look for Ja Rule.
Oh, don't do that. You know what's going to happen. Ja Rule's going to have his own stage. He's going to have one lawn chair with 50 Cent sitting there. Like, no one can come. General admission. Me.
And there'll be...
He'll probably say a cuss word.
There'll be three poles holding it up.
Why do they hate each other so much still?
I don't know.
Like, get over it.
I don't like pettiness, but I like what 50 does to him.
That's so hateful.
9:06 with the morning reboot on Q105. Your sweet deal is on sale. If it's still there, Q1055.com. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. It's been a minute since we've done it. So... an Urban Dictionary spelling bee for Floyd before 9:30. Q105. 9:20 on Q105, the morning reboot. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. If you missed any part of the show, we get on the air each day at 5:45. And we're on the air till a little bit before 10 o'clock. We play some songs. We play some commercials. If you just want the content, that would be great, right? You have to wait till after the show when we post the podcast. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. After 10 o'clock, you'll get the podcast link, about an hour and 45 minutes of content. Can you give me a test for the tornado siren?
Ready?
This is what you'll hear at 9:50.
Yeah.
A lot louder and a lot more annoying. By the way,
30 minutes.
You might have heard the commercials with the Sheriff John Tharp, Lucas County Sheriff, advertising that they need corrections officers. I just saw him on the TOL morning show. And you think you'd look good in a uniform?
A sheriff suit, yeah.
Like, says they need like 100 corrections officers.
What do I have to do? Do I just patrol and just go, yep, yep?
Maybe you could do the snow emergency levels.
That's fine. Oh, can you imagine me in charge of that? Do I get to make public announcements and interrupt some newscasts sometimes? Like, hello, my fellow Northwest Ohioans.
It's probably an abuse of power.
I don't care.
Like, I would love for you to drop snow emergency level 7 on a July day.
Oh, can you see me in my little pot belly, my little tight pants walking around Toledo, my little hat? But I have tattoos. I don't. You're not allowed to do that. You have to be clean. Have a clean slate.
They shouldn't discriminate if you've got body art. You know what I say?
I mean, I can cover up with long sleeves. I wear long sleeves. It's not a big deal.
All right. And I know TPD is always hiring because they keep having so many retirements. Mm-hmm. It's 9:21, the morning reboot. This is always a fun game. I have gone over to one of my favorite websites, urbandictionary.com. I've grabbed some words, and I'd like Floyd to try to spell these. Now, some of them are very easy to spell, but I've grabbed them because... the definitions are fun.
All right.
First up.
Here we go.
Reflectophobia. Reflectophobia. The fear of seeing yourself in mirrors or really just hating it. Reflectophobia.
R-E-F-L-E-C-T-A-P-H. Oh my God. Bia. B-I-A. I probably butchered the last four.
You're one letter off. It's an O, not an A, but quite good. Okay, you ready? Squat up.
What?
Squat up.
Squatta?
Squat up.
Squat up?
Yeah. Get your crew together. Arm yourself. Get help. Squat up.
Oh, it's like we're gonna squat up. S-Q-U-A-D-U-P.
Correct.
Squat up.
Negalect.
What?
Negalect. To vote against a candidate. Negalect.
Say it again.
Negalect.
Stop. Okay. Stop it. Oh, man. Okay. N-E-G-G-A-G-L-E-C-T.
Way off. N-E-G-E-L-E-C-T. Negalect. Now, this one is very easy, so I'm going to say the word, and then I want you to spell it, and okay. Then I'm going to read the definition. AirPods.
A-I-R-P-O-D-S.
Apple makes these earbuds without wires for people who can't afford the wire.
It's so true.
Why do they cost more without the wire?
Right. And you don't even want that wire because it frays after like a month. I said it.
Snowfur. The individual who drives you around in inclement weather.
Oh, it's like a chauffeur, but snow. Oh, man. I don't know how.
Snowfur.
S-N-O-W-F-F-U-E-R?
Ooh, E-U-R.
Oh, okay.
Luke, any outfit you put a special amount of attention into constructing, potentially for an event or special occasion.
Oh, you meant look. Like, girl, that's a look. L-E-W-K.
Luke.
No, that's Luke.
Okay.
You're saying it different. Look. Eric.
Bedicine. When all you need to get better is time in your bed. Bedicine.
Bedicine? That sounds like a poop medicine.
Bedicine.
My stomach hurt. I need some bedicine. B-E-D-I-C-I-N-E?
Correct.
Okay. I'm a good speller. Go me. Can't spell like legit words.
Pretendinitis.
Though. Oh, come on now.
Pretendinitis, a made-up injury to get out of doing something.
I know a lot of people that.
Pretendinitis.
P-R-E-N-T-E-N-D... Itis. I-T-I-S. Oh, I butchered that. I know.
P-R-E-T-E-N-D-O-N-I-T-I-S.
It's mocking us on the screen.
Tartle. a common Scottish term to insert at the awkward moment when you temporarily forget someone's name. Tartle.
Tartle. I have this disease. T-A-R-T-L-E. Tartle. Like turtle without the U.
Two more. Crying. Being a crybaby 24/7. Crying.
C-R-I-N-E.
Correct. All right. Now.
Crying. Uh-oh.
This was.
This is a serious word when you do that.
This was on UrbanDictionary.com, okay? Monroe, Michigan.
Are you serious?
I know you know how to spell it. Let me read the definition.
Oh, I'm not ready.
Heroin capital of the state. Favorite pastimes include committing felonies, overdosing on drugs in McDonald's bathrooms, and domestic violence against your fifth baby mama. I know that's not funny. Nightlife consists of snorting Xanax and fighting cops.
What?
Going to the dying mall of Monroe for a few hours to poke fun at the rent-a-cops. The dating pool consists of men who have either been to prison several times or are currently on felony probation for various reasons, and women who have five children by five different men by the age of 21.
What? No, that was... Is Urban Dictionary like one of those places where people get to change it? Like Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Someone is really mad at Monroe, Michigan. It's probably someone from Adrian.
You thought...
Who's like, oh, I'm going to get Monroe together real quick.
You thought that there's like some ethics code that created that site?
Maybe there's a board of Urban Dictionaryites out there.
No, it's all like user edited.
Really?
It went so hard.
It did go so hard. I'm about to put in Toledo, see what they say about us. I don't even want to know.
Especially since there was a story either on TOL or 13 in the last couple of days, and it had Matt Bell from Midwest Recovery. You know Matt?
Uh-huh.
That's got some crazy artist hair now. But it's a story about how there are people in public bathrooms doing drugs. And Matt was speaking about it, you know, how it's a commonplace for a lot of addicts to go to. And I think this happened, I don't know if it was nationwide, but there was a Starbucks somewhere that had a problem with addicts in their bathrooms.
What? Just one?
Like, a lot. Wow. And they had to change some policies, and then it went backwards. But yeah, and then some mom said, no, I can't even trust my can't even let my kids go into the bathroom by themselves anymore.
That definition got me together. Like, I'm going to be in my 80s and be like, remember in 2019 when someone described Monroe, Michigan? That's hateful. That's someone who's been through everything on that list because they were oddly specific.
You know what they left out? That really comfortable movie theater, though.
Oh, they do have the comfortable movie theater. You're right.
And
Monroe, Michigan, on that positive note.
Right. And they have a great martini bar in downtown. I don't know if it's still called this, but 129.
See, Monroe, you're not that bad.
No, you're really not. 9:28 with the morning reboot on Q105. Most liked tweet before 10 a.m. Q105.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
9:44 as we wrap up today. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. Text Eric to 419-240-1055 after 10 o'clock to get the podcast of the show. From a friend of mine, at Joshua Rhett, the new orange vanilla Coca-Cola straight up tastes like soapy dishwater. Unsure how that got past the testing phase. I'll try it. I also want to throw something else out there. I retweeted it last night. There is a very detailed story from David Briggs of The Blade, writing whether or not we could ever have really big, like, March Madness type events here at the Huntington Center. Very good article.
Oh, like, be one of the, I was going to say stops on the tour. Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
Yes.
Also, did I say that correctly?
Yeah. What are the tournament sites? Because there are other cities of our size, even that we're bigger than, that host the tournament. And it goes back and it goes back even to like the mid-90s about the discussion and the mayor. It's a really good article.
And they're always in Dayton. We're bigger than Dayton.
Yeah. The tournament starts there.
Oh, does it? Okay.
I think Dayton's bigger than us.
Oh, did they surpass us?
Might have been. What's your tweet?
Oh, it's not as funny as yours, but mine is from at Mother Playlist. Burping, sorry. Says, I love my 4-year-old, but when she yells, Mom, your legs are so hairy, in the middle of a crowded mall, I have no choice but to push her away and deny a relationship. That's the first way to get rid of a child, saying that your legs are hairy.
You know what I always giggle at?
What?
When I find out that a woman, and it's not like I find out like I'm doing detective work. They offer it up, like that they only shave like part of their legs that will be showing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's because I was raised by all girls. I was asked, and I remember being because like, do I shave my legs? And I was like, no, baby, you don't. Why would you ask? And I was like, you guys shave yours. Well, here's the thing: I don't even have hair grow on my legs. Mm. Take that, mom and sister who have to shave
with girl stuff. So now that I'm inching along in this dating thing with Cecilia,
with Cece.
I said this over the summertime, last summer, when I was in a relationship. It is so much easier to do this damn show when you date somebody. There's just content floating everywhere.
Floating.
And there was something that I thought we might have time to talk about today, because she's going through something new in her life, and because we're talking, it kind of affects me, and I'm like, don't worry about me. You just handle you.
Right.
Priorities here. Like, I'm not here to invade your life. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Yeah.
I've had conversations like that recently.
9:47. Tomorrow. Up.
Should we just... Three minutes.
We're going to prep people one more time?
It's really bad. It's like... Do you like the way, like, I find my center? I'm like, let's show the world.
Can we see it from here?
Oh, no, you can't. It's right. It's the next ball. Okay, crap.
The tornado alarm will be tested in 2.5 minutes here, so we'll get off the radio. Now, 5:45 till 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
And it's just a test, too, just because I don't want people to be like...
There's not a real tornado.
Because, like, some people do... They hear something, they're like, ah, impending doom.
That's why we spread the message.
Right. Yeah, so duck. Like, if you have young children who are like can process this, and they've never actually heard the noise or actually know what it is, except like once a month at noon on a Friday. This is the time to get them in the mood, the notion of when you hear this noise and there's thunder and lightning, we hightail it to the closet. Mm-hmm. That was not it. That was a horn. I did the same thing. I said, that was a weak alarm.
We hear the strangest things in this studio. It is not a soundproof studio. 5:45 till 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Throwback Thursday. Ashley will be here. Some other friends will be joining us. A busy show tomorrow. 5:45 till 10 on Q105. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on the Morning Reboot.